is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And at 7:30, we're pleased to have with us Dee Schwinn. We have Dee Schwinn on in October. That means it's fall book sale time, and it's fast approaching.
It is coming up next week. Dee, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Yes, it's fast approaching, October 17th through the 22nd. And we're gearing up for that and hoping everybody will come out and buy some good books.
Indeed. What type of last-minute prep do you need to do between now and late next week? Or are you pretty much just basically open up the door, check everything, and get ready to go?
No, we don't do that.
You wish.
Yeah, we will prepare. We use the building for sorting the books and all that kind of thing, so we need to finish that up. And then the day before the sale, then we turn it into a book sale venue and get that all ready on the, so that'll be on the 16th. I'm still looking for a few workers, so if anybody, if I haven't called you and you would like to help with the book sale, you can give me a call and I would be glad to sign you up. I filled Friday and I filled Wednesday, but I have a few spots on the other days, so we could use a few more workers. So we have that going on. And we have a new thing that I want to get in before I do anything else. We're have a new way for you to show your support of the Friends of the Library, and we have some merchandise that we are promoting, and it's through Flatland Threads. We're going to have T-shirts, sweatshirts, tote bags, all for book lovers. And if you want to place an order online, it's at flatlandthreads.com/EFOTL, which is Emporia Friends of the Library. But I'll repeat it again, flatlandthreads.com/EFOTL. And so if you want to do that, if you don't understand websites like sometimes I don't, there'll be people at the book sale who can help you with that.
So a little Friends of the Library swag going on there.
Nice. Yeah, we do. I have this old shirt that I've had forever, and they go, we need shirts. And so we looked into it, and so we're going to promote that. But we have tons of books, lots of classical literature, which people have been, some people thought they wouldn't sell, but they've been selling very well. We have sets of books. We have lots of romances. We have a good selection of westerns. We have, I guess they call them vinyls now, LPs. We also have some 45s.
Really?
If you've got some collectors who
love
want
that
to
vinyl,
get
yeah.
in. Yeah, like that. They can come in. And lots of books. I really appreciate the members of the community who bring in books for us to sell. Then we can in turn give that money back to the Emporia Public Library.
I was going to loop back to the kind of the point that you're making here about, you know, the sorting side of things and the volunteer side of things. I guess maybe how many volunteers do you need here to line up over the next week? And just how much sorting do you have left here before the book sale officially launches?
Well, on the sorting side, we'll probably be putting books back. We have a room where we can put books that we aren't going to get sorted by this sale.
Okay.
Because we do have that. And so people will continue to probably sort on Tuesday and Wednesday, but then we'll close that all down. We have probably 12 book sorters who work during the week, all during the year. And for this sheet of paper that I'm looking at in my hand, I usually need about 80 workers. And as I said, I've gotten quite a few of them. But it takes a lot of us to make this work.
Yeah.
And a lot of the book sale people like to work it because it's the camaraderie of seeing members of the community come in and working together. And it's just become a thing you do.
Well, the Friends of the Library book sale, we've got activities beginning next Friday the 17th, and give us your location.
Okay, we are at 618 Mechanic, which is right north of the library. Thanks to the city, they allow us to use that building free of charge, and they actually, in the last couple of weeks, have been fixing the roof, which we are ever so grateful for. But Friday from 4 to 7 will be the members only. And if you want to become a member right then, you can come in and shop. Saturday, it will be 9 to 5. Sunday, 1 to 5. Monday starts bag days, and we go 9 to 6 for $10 a bag. Tuesday, 9 to 6, $5 a bag. And we'll finish up on the 22nd from 9 to 12 at $2 a bag.
Got to get those bag sales, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, even when we have the flash, they said, are you going to do a bag day? Not for these two-day sales.
The full sale gets the bag sale.
I know that you know, the fall book sale will begin a week from today. And Dee, how have the flash sales went? Sounds like they've all went pretty well.
Oh, they have. And I've told people this, that I was hesitant about participating in the First Friday Art Walk, and then we've decided to have a sale the next day also. But in six hours worth of time, this last one in September, we made $2,300.
Nothing to scoff at there.
No. So I'm like, okay. So we don't want to do it all the time, but we are going to have another one in December.
And, you know, one of the things, too, Dee, I apologize for interrupting, but one of the things with those flash sales, it does seem like your books tend to multiply even after you've gotten them out, so it kind of makes sense to have these scattered throughout the year.
Yeah. They help us clear the shelves a little bit so we can put more books on them. And it's just the facility we have is just amazing. Some other friends of the library people met in Emporia, and I took them over to show them our facility, and they were amazed. I mean, it's just like walking into a bookstore because they've got all the shelves. And yeah, some people want us to organize it by author, but that's not happening.
Don't blame you there.
No.
All right, well, run down the times and dates for us once again, Dee, please.
Okay. October 17th, which is Friday, we'll be there from 4 to 7. It's for members only. You can buy a membership and come in if you want to. There will also be a gift bag members can sign up for to win. On Saturday, it's 9 to 5, full price. Sunday, 1 to 5, full price. Monday is $10 bag day, 9 to 6. Tuesday, 9 to 6, $5 a bag. And then Wednesday, 9 to 12, $2 a bag. And you can get multiple bags, you know. And don't have to settle for just one. And we do appreciate all the people who come into our sales and purchase the books because we have lots of children's books. So any of the teachers out there looking for some books to supplement their classrooms. And when I say full price, everybody knows that it's not much more than $2. There are a few $3, but it's mostly from 50 cents to $2, and you can get some excellent books.
And where can we get that Friends of the Library merch, Dee?
Okay, I'll give the website again. It's flatlandthreads, all one word, .com/EFOTL.
There you have it. All right. Well, Dee, thanks so much for joining us here. Hope you have a great great turnout and a great fundraising effort here with the Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale starting next week.
Okay. Well, thank you guys very much for allowing us to be on.
Glad to talk to you, Dee. Have a good day. Dee Schwinn with the Emporia Friends of the Library, the big fall book sale. 1 week from today.
All right. And if you want to be part of the morning show, specifically the Newsmaker Spots...